Prince of Wales Island has a problem. Several problems, rather. Problems that are furry or feathery and sometimes walk on four legs. Until recently, the island had no dedicated animal shelter or rescue. Stray or lost pets picked up by the police would go to the Craig Animal Impound. One Craig woman saw this problem as an opportunity, and about a year ago, she founded PAWS, the Prince of Wales Animal Welfare Society. Jeannie Tipton has always been an animal lover, she says, and she was horrified by how stray animals lived on the island.
The boxes of kittens in front of the store, the boxes of puppies. Feral cats would gather underneath the store or the bank, and then people would come and gather them up and dump them off at the 62 pit and just wish them the best of luck.
62 pit is a rock pit about a mile outside of Craig. So, Tipton decided to do something. She and a friend started fostering animals and sending them to places like the Ketchikan Humane Society for medical treatment and care. Tipton is now the vice president of PAWS. Allison Weimler, the president of PAWS, also helped to foster animals. She's allergic to cats, but that didn't stop her.
2 weeks ago, I had 24 cats in my house and two dogs
and chickens.
Eight chickens and a three-year-old.
Tipton and Weimler are now trying to secure the funds to lease a building in Craig, which they can use as the official PAWS shelter. They're working on several presentations to be shown at the upcoming Craig City Council meeting and the island-wide meeting in Whale Pass. Here's Weimler again.
Because it's not just a Craig issue, it's also an island-wide issue. And so we have different graphs that we're going to present to them showing where each animal has come from and see if the other communities can step up and hopefully help us be able to cover rent.
They say PAWS will first and foremost be a shelter, but they hope to get into animal welfare education and outreach, as well as eventually provide volunteer opportunities for adults and children alike. For more intensive medical attention, PAWS sends animals to places like Juneau and Ketchikan, but they will be able to provide some basic veterinary services.
We can do some. I mean, we give them their flea and tick here. We can do their dewormer. We can do that kind of basic stuff. And definitely after vet care we can do. We've had to eye drop feed some kittens and puppies.
Weimler says they want Prince of Wales to be a safer, friendlier place for animals.
We want to educate people and provide homes for these animals on the island.
Yes.
We want this island to be a pet-friendly island. And
yes.
So we spay and neuter each animal, give them a shot.
They say that PAWS is ready to move its operation into a building as soon as funding becomes available. For KRBD, I'm Emma Atkinson.